talking with Dr. Julie Gowthorp this morning, and welcome back, Julie. I love what I do. I double dip. I do the Red Stallion thing. I work here at Quinny Broadcasting. So I really enjoy what I do, my personal life, family, friends, playing with music, having fun in the band. I think everyone sometimes gets a bit overwhelmed, feeling stressed. And when everything seems to be so positive, why do we feel stress?
Well, Aaron, you're not alone in this, and that's why we're talking about it this morning. We all understand that something big, a car accident, a job loss, that's stressful, right? These are big stressors. Yet with people who have lives like many listeners, like the one you described, mine, you know, we love what we do. We love who we surround ourselves with. You know, we even are able to go do things in our downtime. Maybe we can travel, take vacations. That's all positive. And yet, we still feel major effects of stress. So that could be heart palpitations, feeling down. All of these things can be, we're wondering, why am I stressed? We can find ourselves asking, what's wrong with me? I've got everything that's going great. Why am I so stressed? Well, the answer, it lies in micro-stressors. Micro-stressors are those tiny moments of stress that we all tend to overlook, but as research is telling us, they're not as harmless as they seem. You probably felt it yourself. Like, you might get that, you know, vague, you know, worrying text from your teen, or you're in the middle of a meeting and you see this call coming in and you're kind of glancing over at it. Yeah. Should I take it? Should I take it? Or maybe you've got that colleague that is constantly using you to vent to. So they're talking to you about every problem. So in these moments, they don't seem like much, but over time, they all add up. We're not aware of the impact. And because of that, they can take a real toll on our mental health and well-being.
So how does micro stress, you know, how is it different from a regular stress?
So the main difference is that the stress is something, so regular stress, it's something big, obvious, often has a clear source, like my car accident example. Well, yeah, I'm stressed. I got into a car accident. I have to, you know, deal with some health issues. I have to go figure out my next vehicle. It's like if you have a looming deadline, a job loss, a family emergency. Those are all big stressors. And our stress, our body responds to stress. It triggers it. And we have a stress response in our brain and our body. Micro stresses, on the other hand, are these small, fleeting moments that come at us quickly, like getting a negative comment from someone when we're doing our best. And when those things start to add up, those are the things that affect us health-wise.
Okay, so I think like what you're saying is that it's about these little things that we brush off, right? So it's like we're conditioned to just push them away because they seem kind of insignificant?
Yeah, at the time, that's exactly it, Miriam. Micro stresses accumulate because we often don't notice them or the impact of them. We think we move past them. You know, oh, it's just 10 minutes of listening, whatever. But they're actually embedding themselves in our minds and our bodies. So over time, this is where micro stress can lead to exhaustion, emotional strain, and even physical health issues like headaches or trouble sleeping.
So micro stresses, they're invisible to us, but that adds up in ways that hurt us in the long run.
Yeah, that's right, Aaron. So research shows that those micro stresses can sap your energy and cause burnout. Even high-performing individuals who think they have under control, they are affected by micro stress. A study followed over 300 professionals, and many admitted they didn't even realize how overwhelmed they were until it was too late. And as I had mentioned to the two of you off air, is that these people, when they were interviewed, some of them broke down in tears because they didn't realize how affected they were by the stress.
Yeah. Okay, Julie, so I'd just like to know then, okay, we're talking about micro stressors, but can you give us some examples of what are micro stresses and what should our listeners be looking out for?
So this is why it's confusing. The people that we care about, and this is the hard part, they can be the primary source of micro stress. It often comes from situations involving people you care about at home or work closely with. So those people, for example, that text message from a loved one that leaves you worried, or a coworker who's, like I said, is turning to you to complain, or is just like wanting your attention and talking to you lots. So these situations seem minor, but they're tapping into your mental resources.